Australian man Alex Sigley is back in Japan with his wife today after a roller coaster week and a half. Mr. Sigley, a master's student in North Korea, was detained last week by the regime for reasons still unknown, sparking international concerns for his safety. It's only 2 years since another young Westerner, American Otto Warmbier, was released from detention by the regime with severe brain damage, dying shortly afterwards. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison has praised the work of Swedish diplomats who led diplomatic efforts to secure Mr. Sigley's release, while Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has warned Mr. Sigley not to go back to North Korea. For more on this and the wider situation in North Korea, I spoke to Anna Fifield, the Beijing bureau chief for The Washington Post, who's also written a book on North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. What lessons are there in the case of Alex Sigley for the rest of us? Is tourism to North Korea or visits to North Korea, brief stays in North Korea, always a bad idea?
That's a very complicated issue because the vast majority of people who visit North Korea, you know, come out just fine. But increasingly, I have been thinking, you know, I would not go to North Korea now, and people I know who are planning to go to North Korea are definitely thinking twice about this, because traditionally it had been the case where people who were deemed to have done something wrong, like trying to proselytize, to be, you know, promote Christianity, or, you know, pulling down propaganda signs, you know, they were the ones who seemed to have been detained. But in this situation, it seems so arbitrary. I think it would be suggesting to many people that it would not be wise to go to North Korea. You know, it seems like too high a risk to go.
There's been a certain amount of criticism of tourism to North Korea because it injects cash into a regime which is notorious for a whole range of human rights abuses. What's your thoughts on that? Is tourism to North Korea feeding a hostile regime?
You know, the amount of money that comes from Western tourists going into North Korea is very small, relatively, you know, compared to the, you know, the huge numbers of Chinese tourists who are going and spending money there. And I have long been of the opinion that the benefits of sending tourists into North Korea outweigh those potential costs, because, you know, the North Korean people are isolated by their regime. This is how the regime has been able to stay intact for all these decades. You know, sending more and more foreigners into North Korea, you know, having them interact in some small ways, you know, even be seen by North Korean people and, you know, be seen that they don't have horns growing out of their heads or whatever the North Korean propaganda tells them. I have long thought that that benefit is worthwhile to try to counteract the isolation that the regime imposes on North Korea.
Well, a few days after President Trump's historic meeting with Kim Jong-un in the demilitarized zone last week, North Korea's mission to the UN has released a statement criticizing the US once more, accusing them of being hell-bent on hostile acts against North Korea. Is the relationship between the US and North Korea warming, or is President Trump carrying out a strategic PR campaign while his policy positions remain quite hardline?
It's hard to say what President Trump's policy positions are. It's entirely not clear. I mean, he has obviously led this kind of effort to promote what's sometimes called diplotainment, you know, the way that he has conducted these meetings that have contained no progress, no substance really, but a lot of show. But, you know, having said that, in some ways this has been necessary to, at this leader level, for the two of them to give the signal to their officials that they should be talking about the details. They should begin this negotiation. So even this last meeting in the DMZ, I think, although it was, you know, all show, no substance, I think it was important for kickstarting this diplomatic process again. And the working level officials are already talking about, and from the American side, talking about being more flexible in what they demand from North Korea. So I think there is potentially some progress to be made here. I mean, I certainly do not think Kim Jong-un's giving up his nuclear weapons anytime soon. But I think that he is interested in doing some kind of deal so that he can get sanctions relief. That is Kim Jong-un's number one priority right now.
Anna Fifield, author and Beijing bureau chief for The Washington Post.